We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, right at 9:47, talking with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram about the start of the school year and just some upcoming activities. We're into the month of September, and there's a golf tournament, a 20th annual golf tournament coming up on September 20th that you'll tell us more about here.
You bet. It's obviously, we're excited that it's our 20th year to have this golf classic, and it has become a great event for the school just from a friend perspective and the relationships that we've been able to develop through that. But also, it's a fundraiser for the school. This helps us fund our annual fund budget, and with all the attention that the cost of higher education gets, this is one of the ways that we help offset it. And it's been a very successful event for us. And for one, that's why we've continued it for 20 years, you know, is because it has helped us from a financial perspective. You know, every year it brings in about $35,000 to $40,000 in gift income to the school. And so it's a really important event for us from that perspective. And again, this is the 20th year in partnership with Howie's Enterprises. They're our major sponsor of that event. They've been our key sponsor for the entire 20 years, and we appreciate their sponsorship of the event. And this year it's going to be held on Friday, September 20th. And we'll shotgun start at 9 a.m., but registration starts at 8. You know, people can come and register. They can also hit some balls and warm up just to hang out and get to fellowship with other people that are there. The registration fee is $150, and that includes your green fees and cart. It includes the range balls. It includes an awards barbecue lunch afterwards, which Colbert Hills caters and is a really good lunch. It also includes an MCC logo item. And this year, we've given away a variety of things through the year. We've done golf towels. We've done tees and golf balls. We've done umbrellas, not just for your bag, but also bigger umbrellas that are golf umbrellas. And this year, we're giving away a duffel bag that'll have the MCC logo on it that people can use for travel and everything. And, you know, we're spending a little bit more on that item this year because it is our 20th anniversary, and we want it to be, you know, just to reflect that. And, you know, Howie's partners with us, but also many other businesses. And we've got about a list of 35 or 40 sponsors from the local community that if I took started naming all of them, it'd take the rest of our time. But I say thank you for that. But people can come and they can be an event sponsor. They can be a hole or tee sponsor, a sand trap sponsor. If a business in town wants to just share some golfer appreciation gifts, you know, we have a lot of businesses that will, you know, we'll get 150 pins, and because every golfer gets a goodie bag that we put the pins in, the golf tees, just a variety of things that people put in those. And we would love to have their partnership to be a part of that event. But secondly, we would also love to have just the golfers come and enjoy the day, because that's really what makes it successful. We have we've probably averaged over the 20 years about 135 golfers at this event. Some years we got closer to 148, and other years we've been about 125 to 128. And so we would love to have people come and join us. $150, Friday, September 20th. They can go online at mccks.edu and register for the event. And people always ask, can a single come? Yes, with singles. We group them with other golfers, but also we have whole teams. And we have a group in Wichita. They're a bunch of retired guys who golf together every week, and they bring up like three teams. 12 guys come up from Wichita. We have a group of Oklahoma City golfers who've come, I think, 19 of the 20 years. They come up. They come on Wednesday and play golf at different courses Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and then are here for the event on Friday. And we have golfers come from Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas City, Wichita, just from all over. But we love to have those local golfers as well. So we'd love to have people partner with us. If they want information, again, they can go on our website, and love to have them partner with us that day.
All right. And again, that's Friday, September 20th, the 20th annual golf tournament fundraiser. And we'll pray for good weather that day.
Oh, you bet. We always want that good weather.
Leadership breakfast is also coming up just after that.
Just after that, and that's our 17th annual breakfast that we've held, and it's been a free breakfast that we've had. And part of the reason that started, you can see that it started a few years after our golf tournament. We realized two things. For one, our mission is to educate, equip, and enrich Christian leaders. So we wanted to help pour into the leaders of Manhattan, Kansas, because Manhattan is the city it is because of all the local leaders who really help it be what it is. And we wanted an opportunity to pour into them. But secondly, as a thank you, you know, we are honored to be a part of the Manhattan community, honored to be in this city, and to have the many people in the community who support what we do, both, you know, financially, but mentally and emotionally, and just in so many ways. And it's a way of giving back to them. So 17 years ago, as a part of saying thank you, we started this leadership breakfast. And we've had a variety of speakers through the year, from the COO of Ping Golf to the CEO and owner of a arena football team. I mean, a variety of leaders. And what we ask them to come in and do is just share, give us four or five principles that you have used to be successful in business, to be a good leader. And we've had some great talks. My favorite was probably one of the retired guys who came, and he owned a steel company in Phoenix, and he was probably in his 60s or early 70s, and he stood up front like a grandfather with a cup of coffee and just started talking about and told stories, but in those were great lessons. This year, we're honored to have Brett Irvin, who's the Assistant Vice President of Human Resources for BNSF Railway. And Brett, after 26 years of serving there, will be coming in, and obviously the play on word, train for the future, and that is making mentoring a priority. And when we look at America and looking at future generations, we have a lot of great leaders in our community, and we've got to be willing and able and know how to pass the torch to that next generation. I heard some statistics last week. The largest generation is that Gen Z generation right now in America, and that's in that 15 to 30-year-old range. And so we've got to be training them up and preparing them for the future to turn things over to them. And Brett's going to come and share what they do for mentoring in BNSF. He's a local name that people ought to know because he's a member of the KSU Business Executive Mentor Program and the Employer Advisory Board. And he's coming to share that day, and reservations are required, although it's free. We just need to know how much food to prepare. So if people could let us know that they're coming, and again, that can they can go on our website, mccks.edu, under events, and register to be there so that we know. We have anywhere from 150 to 175 leaders come every year, so we would love to have people come and be a part of that. So hopefully people will take advantage of that great opportunity.
Yeah, leadership events are always so much fun to attend. They're so inspiring, I always think.
Yeah, just hearing somebody else's story. I love hearing what they've learned from.
Absolutely. Lastly here is Thunder Thursdays, and those are held throughout the year.
Those are held throughout the year, and those are our recruiting days where we recruit those traditional students looking at our traditional program. And those start September 5th, so they're coming up in a couple of weeks, and we love to promote those. Any high school student we would love to have, whether they're sophomore, junior, senior, whatever. But obviously that we really want those juniors and seniors who are really beginning to seriously think about their future be a part of those. And we have a couple of dates that are specifically for high school juniors, so we want to be, you know, prepare that. Those would be in April and May. But up until then, we've got several each month that they can partake in. And if people come on a campus visit and end up applying and attending MCC, if they've attended a campus visit, they get a $500 scholarship just for coming. As a part of that as well, if on one of those days they apply, we waive our application fee. So not only is it a great day to get a good perspective and overview of MCC and who we are and what we do, and it is also an opportunity from a financial perspective to benefit if they are going to be coming to MCC with that scholarship, as well as waiving the application fee. And, you know, we have them on chapel days so they can experience our weekly chapel. They can meet professors over lunchtime. The parents will meet the administrators in a meeting after that where we just sit down with coffee and, hey, let's talk about MCC, who we are, who you are, answer any questions. And we try to make it as personal as we can. They can meet with our financial aid office and begin to get information and all of the above on that day. And we want it to just be as fruitful as possible. And even with our partnership with K-State, you know, we have a number of our students who are pursuing a dual degree, a degree from MCC as well as K-State, and we help facilitate setting appointments for them to go to K-State. And so whatever their interest would be, whatever their dream for their future is, we'd love to help them meet it. And so, you know, those dates, the first few are September 5th, September 19th, and then we have three in October. Those are on our website under Thunder Thursdays, and we would love to have students and their parents come visit and begin to experience MCC. And so we want to start promoting that right now.
Absolutely. Well, and again, as you mentioned, August 26th, first day of classes, so won't be too long before students, as you mentioned, start moving in, and then get right at it with classes here in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, you bet. I love to joke that when we lose all of our students in town, they replace them all with orange cones. So I hope this year, as the students come back, the orange cones disappear, because we've seemed to have a bunch of them this year. So with the weather, it hadn't helped them get finished. So we hope that happens here in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to ask you here while we have a couple minutes. A couple months ago, you mentioned raising money for a new dorm there at Manhattan Christian College. Just kind of wanted to see where progress is on that.
You bet. Yeah, we back in April, we announced the Multiply campaign, and we've been excited about that. And that is to replace a residence hall on our campus, because the Johnson Hall, our men's residence hall, was built in '64, and it's showing its age. and we need to replace it. And when we started that fund, you know, we were just beginning the process that people could start giving to it while we're working on the concepts of what that's going to look like. So, you know, part of the update is we're still in the development phase of what that would look like and what the final plan will be on that. And once we have that together, then we will be sharing that. But the wonderful news is that in that meantime, while we're still in that development phase, we've raised about $575,000 in gifts and commitments. Some of the people who were giving to our Next Generation campaign for the Activity Center have now switched their over and above giving to that. And so we're starting to see monthly gifts come in, and that money's accruing and is earning interest at the same time. And so for us to be able to be at that $575,000 range, give or take, already is really an exciting thing. And we're very pleased with that. Overall, we're estimating that about $4 million is what we're going to need to cover construction as well as all the engineering cost and architect design and everything else. But it's pretty exciting to be that far along, to think that we're already, you know, beyond that 10% mark before we even have the plans of here's what it's going to look like. And so as we finish those up over the next couple of months, we'll start sharing the story of what that'll look like. And, you know, we'll come on air and share that, and people can go on our website and see it as we continue to move the college forward. And, you know, just like K-State is, you know, we're in a unique stage here in Kansas with college enrollment, you know, fighting some of the generational dips that have occurred in just the Midwest, in that there are less high school students in that age range to consider college. But we want to still move forward and still move forward with our plans to be the best that we can be. And this is the next phase in that project and that goal. So appreciate those who've stepped up already and started giving, and any others that would consider it. We'd love to visit with them if they would love the conversation.
All right. Good stuff. Glad to know that you're that far along. $575,000 already raised towards that goal. Thank you, Kevin, for coming out here and sharing all the great information going on at Manhattan Christian College.
You bet. Thank you so much. People can look on our website, take advantage of our athletic events coming up this fall. We'd love to see the community support our teams. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. That'll do it here for In Focus. Our thanks to Kevin. Thanks also to Kevin Logan and Tim Winter, the superintendents over in Pottawatomie County. Coming up tomorrow on the In Focus program, we'll have Manhattan Chamber of Commerce CEO Jason Smith will be on, and we'll also talk to Rod Calavota and Marsha Locke. They're doing a free cancer screening this weekend with the Masons, and that'll be a good thing going on.
All right, Brandon, thank you much on Kevin and Tim Day.